This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is 752 and three quarters, up 7 3/4. March 749, up 6 1/4. Soft December wheat, 687 and a half, up 6 1/4. March 695 and a half, up 6. December corn, 438 down 1. July 465 and 3/4, down 3/4. November soybeans, 1277 and a half, up 9 1/2. July, 1235 and 3/4, up 6 3/4. October soybean meal, 417.10, up 8.60. October soybean oil at 39.69 is now 39.62, down 39. October live cattle, 127.37 and a half, up 12 and a half. October feeder cattle, 164.57 and a half, up 17 and a half. And October lean hogs are 91.47 and a half, and they're up 55.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
What's your corn monitor read today?
What's my corn monitor read today? My corn monitor is going, thank you, wheat. We really appreciate your support.
Because we're trading that, essentially, aren't we?
Yes, I believe that that's definitely what we're trading is the fact that, you know, wheat has is being supported by Brazil being in the market. You know, the Argentina weather has been really poor and doesn't seem to be improving, so it doesn't look like they're going to be shipping any wheat anytime soon. And so the other factor in the background is China. You know, China's been a strong buyer, and China's had extremely high prices for wheat, making our prices look pretty good. And it certainly isn't hurting us that we have the U.S. dollar below 80 for the first time since February.
So I guess the question that most producers are wondering is, if the government shutdown goes on for 3 weeks, like it did the last time we had one, what would the implications be for grains, for our understanding of the grain market, lack of information from USDA, and so on?
Well, and, you know, that is certainly the biggest problem that we face, Dave. A good example is tomorrow morning we normally have export sales out from the USDA. We will not have those, and that is definitely a guiding point for market action. When you look at the you know, just the bigger picture, we've got the October 11th report. That would be within that window, and that is going to be an extremely big report for us this year, giving us a better idea of what harvested acres are. You know, it's a serious situation in that respect, and it goes into the cattle. You know, we have cash-settled markets in dairy as well as in cattle.
On the spot month October, right.
Spot month October. And today, CME did announce this morning that the milk will be, they'll be getting their prices today from the federal milk marketing order, so they'll at least be able to do the settlement on milk. We have nothing so far when it comes to hogs or to feeder cattle. But neither of those, you know, hogs would be the next one. They're the middle of the month, and then feeder cattle will be the end of the month. And so hopefully we'll be up and running before then. But even on a daily basis, you know, the USDA puts out all kinds of numbers that give us guidance in terms of what cash prices are doing. And so, you know, it definitely cripples the market, and I think what it does in a lot of ways is it keeps people outside the market. If you look at the cattle market today, it's very low volume. I believe we're probably looking at something similar, I can't say for sure, on the grain market, but, you know, people are hesitant, and they're going to wait to see once, you know, what happens.
We do get some numbers. CME Group is reporting open interest figures.
Right.
And it looks to me like based on what CME is reporting, that the bears continue to add to their short position in the corn market.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. And, you know, I believe that you can understand that to a point. And it's always easier to go down and come back up from going down than it is to go up. And so the bears are adding on because they're hearing good, they're hearing really good yields on corn. You know, there's a question right now with the yields as to will we really plant more bean acres next year? There are just so many questions out there as we move forward. And so I don't think at this stage of the game, you know, they have any information that would encourage them to do anything different than that.
So in the vacuum of USDA, we're left looking at numbers that are put out by companies like FC Stone. They have a new forecast for October. Don't want to look at the production numbers because they didn't adjust harvested acres at all, and you have alluded to the fact that we're going to need an adjustment at some point for unharvested acres. But for yield, they got 155.3. I mean, 155.3 is the USDA's number. They've got 158.7 on the corn. For the beans, USDA's 41.2. They got 41.4. What do you make of those numbers?
Well, you know, I think that they need to put something out, and at this point in time, because we really don't have anything coming in from, you know, the northern states, we have a little, but not enough to really know what's going on as to whether there was a lot more damage up there. I believe that, you know, FC Stone is being very conservative. They're not changing the harvested acres number at this point because in November is when we'll first get the real look as to how many acres were planted. You know, we've had surprises in the past where we found we actually had a million more acres planted than what we expected. And so, you know, from that perspective, I can understand them doing that. And they probably adjusted yield higher just because they've been hearing better numbers. On the beans, you know, the bean side of things, we're just into the bean harvest, and we're hearing some pretty good numbers. But these are areas that some areas that really got good rains, some areas that didn't get good rains. So I think, too, they're just being very conservative. So if we come into next month, that they don't have to make huge changes. But if you noticed, Informa also was, you know, they raised their corn to 157.6.
They did, yes.
And so, you know, is this going to be another 2009, you know, where all of a sudden we find ourselves with higher numbers than what we thought we were going to have? You know, when we hear these larger yields, Dave, one of the things that comes to mind for me, and I had a client who mentioned this, maybe due to the drought last year, we actually left more nutrients in the ground than we thought.
Well, there's that piece of it, and then Matt Bennett tweeted recently from Total Grain that he said the biggest difference that he thought, and he's alluding to what you said, is those producers that added nitrogen, additional nitrogen, are now reaping the benefit of it.
Well, that seems to always be the case, and yet, you know, one of the clients that we have, one side of the section they put all anhydrous on, the other side of the section they only put 1/4 of the anhydrous amount on because they were fearful for leaching, and then put on 28, and they virtually produced the same amount of corn.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's a really strange year, let's just put it that way. We haven't dealt with a year like this. We don't know how hybrids handle everything, but they appear to have handled everything extremely well and perhaps pull more out of the ground. And we also did not have the pest situation that we've had in the past, you know, that puts pressure on yields.
Thank you much, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. Hard red December wheat is 754 up 9. Soft December, 688 up 6 3/4. July corn, 438 1/4 down 3/4. July, 466 1/2 unchanged. November soybeans, 1276 1/4 up 8 1/4, now 8 1/2. July, 1234 3/4 up 5 3/4. October soybean meal, 416.20 up 7.70. October soybean oil, 39.57 down 44. October live cattle, 127.30 up a nickel. October feeders, 164.52 1/2 up 12 1/2. And October lean hogs are 91.52 1/2, and they are up 60. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.